Father, it's only me, Nancy. I brought you some grub up. Good evening. All of us girls missed you at dinner tonight. That's why I brought you the grub. Well, food and, of course, the take from today's work. In the streets of our fair city. Here is everything we managed to nab. As you can tell, it was another very good day. But we always do our best for you, Father. Well, you take very good care of us. We steal it for you from the rich, our merry little band. But you spend so much of it on us in return. We have this beautiful big house. It's a mansion. Even if it looks deserted from the outside. We have hot food 3 times a day. It's not like when the children just had me to watch out for them. We used to sleep in the streets by the midden and the open sewers. We were lucky to have bread. Usually a few half-rotten raw vegetables to eat. They looked up to me. Yeah. But only because I was the eldest. I did the best I could, but I was still a little more than a child myself. A little urchin. Do you remember the day I tried to pick your pocket? I certainly picked the wrong one that day. Or I guess I picked the right one. Because even though you caught me red-handed, you didn't thrash me or turn me over to the coppers. Instead you gave me what money you could spare and shared what food you had with me. I'll never forget. And then you asked me if I wanted to earn some more money. Yeah. I've been asked that question before, quite a bit actually. Especially as my paps started to grow. Even though I was still quite young, I'd always told them no. I'd seen what happens. That's why I always told the other girls to always say no as well. Even if I knew we were all growing and someday we wouldn't be able to just be little thieves, that we'd have to, you know, find other ways to earn money, like our mothers had. I'll never forget, your question wasn't about me earning money that way. You had a real business proposition in mind for me. And as many other children as I could round up. You didn't know then about the group of girls I was trying to lead. And I kept that quiet for a while. I robbed for you all on my own, and you taught me, you know, better ways, better techniques. Things like how not to get caught now, to get away. You didn't try anything else. And that most of the other gits are off to help the young street urchins like myself. Once I realised you were different from the others, how better things were with you, showing me how things were done, I introduced you to the other girls. Oh, it was a relief not to have to lead them and feel responsible like. And especially when you did the job so well. For the first time in our lives, we were doing more than just surviving. Yeah, with you, we were prospering. Yeah. Well, we always call you father after that. It's a sign of the respect we've all got for you. And the love. But it's also because we've kind of become a family of sorts. Most of us had, well, we never really had a proper family before. At least one we could remember. And the ones that can remember usually rather forget. Not this one. Not the one you gave us. And we definitely don't want to forget you. Anyway, that was years ago now. Our numbers have grown and, well, just as each of us has, you know, got healthier and grown, good food and good training saw that we grew up right. You brought us up proper. You made us learn to read and grow. Helping us get brainy and think for ourselves. You said it'd make us better thieves, but I like to think you wanted us to be clever because it's the right thing. It's the right thing to do. And we can't be street thieves forever after all. Especially not me. I mean, because I'm the eldest. Even if I don't look my age, out on the street, when I dirty myself up and wear baggy clothes, I can look even younger. But it's harder to move quite as quick now I'm bigger. I mean, it'll run as fast. I can't slip through the cracks and hide down the little alleyways in the same places I used to. I'm actually well past the point in the life of a street urchin where I should have gone from stealing things to selling my body. Oh no, I don't want to do it. I know you wouldn't allow it. I don't. Listen, now I know how to read. I've read the ledgers you keep so proper, like, they're meticulous. I know you set aside money for each of us girls. When we get older, you haven't told any of us about it, and it was never expected of you. We'd work for you just for the food and a place to sleep. Well, and the chance of being a family, and keep us safe, well fed and, well, none of us have been happier. Even though you're an unmarried man, surrounded by girls of all ages, you don't take advantage of us. Your position. I mean, not that most of us would object to all that much. I mean, we expected that you weren't surrounding yourselves with young girls out of just the goodness of your heart, despite the money we bring for you. If you bedded some of us, especially the older ones, we would have just chalked that up to part of our duties and still been fairly happy with the arrangement. Except you never summoned any of us here to your bedroom late at night, or visited any of us down there. It's not like, you don't like girls. We'd be fine if you didn't. And that would explain a lot. But I know you were married before and had a daughter of your own. We don't know what happened to both of them. I'm sorry. But whatever it was probably explains why you treat us so well. I guess we take the place of your daughter now. We're very happy with that, to do that for you. But, well, you're also missing a wife. If I may speak boldly, and our family is missing a mother, as we've already established. I'm getting too old to be a good little street urchin and pickpocket, but I'm old enough to be, legally married. Not quite an adult, but I'm definitely old enough to fulfil the duties of a wife. No, I ain't got a beau. I haven't been with any lads. No. I'm not saying I want to get married. I'm not saying anyone needs to get married, or any of us girls want adopting. Just we are family now, in that way. And I'll be content to carry out the responsibilities of being a wife to you and a mother to the girls. They need a mother figure in their lives. And I'm much more ready to assume that role than I was a few years ago. And if you need a woman in your life, some comfort, I'm also far more capable of that role now for you, Father. Yeah, so now, see, that's why I come visiting you right before bedtime. Clad in only this nightgown. In the old days, we'd have slept on a stone in the dirt in the rags we wore, instead of the soft straw beds you got us. And the soft gowns. You've never asked to take what any of your girls would gladly give you. I'm offering it you freely, right now. No, I won't be dismissed. You're a man. You have your needs. And as I become more and more of a woman, I have my own needs too. I do. You think I don't understand? If you truly don't want me, then I can live with that. But if you want me, but it's just me age or because of your authority, you know, responsibilities, well, that just won't do. As I said, I look younger than I am. But under me clothes, I'm maturing now. Let me show you. Please, look at me. Don't look away as I take this off. Hold the candle up. Can you see me? It would hurt my feelings if you didn't at least look over my naked body. See me. The woman I am now. You can look without doing anything. My bosom heaves ever so slightly in the candlelight. Take a good look at my naked pecs. I barely had any when we first met, but the same cannot be said now. I'm older and I've been fed well. Not seen to that. My breasts, my tits aren't the only curves on me, on my skinny body. See my hips, they're properly feminine there though, and my bottom. Do you like me, dearie? Yeah? I could have a decent career on the streets. Well, if you can consider it decent, I guess, but don't you see I'm not selling my body right now? I'm giving it. Look. Here. Right here where my legs come together. You've taught us girls not to speak vulgar, but look here at my quim. As I get older, I've taken to touching it while I'm laying in my bed. When it's bath night and we all share the bath, I see the other girls. It's not, theirs aren't furry like me. I've heard the other girls, the older ones though. I hear suspicious moans coming from the other beds in our room late at night. I know because I've let some slip myself. Poor little pussy. Has only known touch of my own fingers. You've kept me and the other girls safe from having to sell our bodies on the streets. taking for a cog. Not just anyone. Taking for yours. Just the thought of it is enough to make my body react. Seeing the firelight. Oh. And there's wit on my thigh. Can you see it? Can I come closer? Oh. Don't be afraid of me. You're not afraid of anything. Not the thugs on the street or the authorities that you've had to deal with. Definitely not an urchin half your size. Especially not this one. Who cares so much for you? Take off your shirt, your suit. You still rely on the skills to tie your ties for you, to up your boot buttons. But this is the first time I've got to undress you. Your tie, your collar, unbutton your shirt. So much is revealed. Your broad shoulders and your manly chest. Oh, I like it. I like running my hands over. And go. And it goes lower. It's unfasten your trousers. It's alright. I assure you. It's alright. You're not making me do anything. You are not making me undo these buttons. You're not making me slowly pull them down. Oh, Father. I will take responsibility for that bulge. Responsibility for causing it and taking care of it. Let me see. Oh God, it's beautiful. It's a bit scary, yeah, to be honest. But mostly beautiful. Definitely nothing to be ashamed of. Nor should you ever be ashamed of using it with a girl who freely offers you her love, her body. Yeah. We've seen stuff the streetwalkers do. Down the alleys. Yeah. I saw one. Didn't notice us watching. She knelt down as I'm gonna do now. And saying I quite liked what she did next. I think I'll do that for you now. I'll try. My mouth is so little. And your cock's so big. But I am quite eager to give it a try. First taste of cock. I've thought of you for a few years now, Father, but I'm ready to be a woman and a wife. I once needed food and shelter and protection, and you give that all to me, but now I need to be made love to. Lay down on your bed. No, I won't get under the covers. I could, if you really want to, but there's no need to hide what we do. Or for me to hide my body, not from you. My body's yours. Yours for the taking. Don't hesitate. Father, don't make me beg. You said a beggar's life was beneath us. Why should that be any different on the streets than it is in the sheets? I'm your eldest daughter. By everything but blood. And I'm asking nicely. You've never turned down one of my requests before. Please. Please don't turn down my request. Please. It's my most important ask of you. Yes, oh Father. Join me. Now your gentleness shows, and you look at me quite eager. You want me, yes, even if you've hidden it well these last few years. There's no need to hide it anymore, or fight it. My hand encircles you. I can't help, I want to pull you towards me. My wetness. My need is really great right now. So is yours. I can feel your excitement. I can feel your hesitation. Please, we must begin the act. girl, I'm your girl. You've earned the right 1,000 times over. Try not to think of me as a little urchin. Think of me as a woman. There. Oh, Father, I'm opening for you, so willing. Press against me, my body. It's yours, my virginity. It's yours. It's yours for the taking. You and me, Father. We're joined. Yes. I feel good. It feels very good. It's strange. It's wonderful. Some of the other girls be so jealous of me. We'll be happy for you. Happy you've got some comfort now. I don't think they're as happy as I am right now. With your comfort. Sign me. The first one. Sign. Gently. Thrusting in and out. You're just as kind to me in your bed as you are in everything else, Father. Your movements are so careful and measured, designed to balance your pleasure versus mine. You've been so careful. It's perfect for me. I'm ready for more. You don't have to be so gentle. I'll tell you if it's too much. I don't think you'd ever let yourself lose control that much. I want you to. Brother. Oh, yes, Father. Shake my little body. But not hurt it. Drive my body into your bed. Make both of us feel good. I'm doing everything I can to make this good for you. My legs around you. Around your back. The best part. We ejaculate inside me. Wouldn't it be perfect if you made me a mother? I'll still be a father and mother to all those girls. If you made love to some of them as well, none of us would mind. Like that idea. Please, Father, come in me. Are you on your way? Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. All I need is you to send me over the edge. Then your seed pour inside of me would be perfect. Turn your daughter into a mother. Rescuing us, me and the other girls from the street, making love to it, me, especially for that. May I stay here with you tonight? I know the girls will wonder where I am, but they'll figure it out soon enough. By breakfast, everyone will know. But if I stay with you tonight, it'll be the best night ever. And if you want, we can make love again and again. Thank you, Father. You're always so good to us girls. And to me especially. But from now on, I'll be the one being very, very careful.